Do you remember what your behavior with money was like when you were 18? I just celebrated my 32nd birthday this month, and I can tell you for certain that I am not who I was back then. Today, I'll share with you what I wish I knew when I first started managing my own money. Welcome to Money Tip Tuesday from the Making Money Personal podcast. All right, guys, where do I even begin with this topic? Well, let's start here. I used to glorify money. The idea of having money and lots of it really excited me. I began working as soon as I could, 16 years old I think, and I was just fascinated when I got my first paycheck. It was about $51 I remember. Spoiler alert, I spent it all that day. I had to wait another week before I was paid again. Between that first paycheck and my most recent one, I have learned so much, and most of my learning came via the hundreds, if not thousands of mistakes I made. Here are just 5 things I wish I knew back then. First, before you go and spend a dime of your paycheck, pay yourself first. Take 5 or 10% of your pay, or more if you're able to, and save it. You can even have your HR department do this for you automatically, which will be a lot easier. Before you know it, you will have a healthy savings. Trust me on this one. It would have saved me many times. Instead, I had to rely on my parents, or worse, credit cards when I got into trouble. Speaking of credit cards, here's the second thing I wish I knew. If you cannot manage your own money wisely, do not take out a credit card until you do. We have been trained since childhood that credit cards are cool and the must-have financial tool. To a degree, I would say that it's true, but it can also be very dangerous. So many people are burdened with maxed out credit cards and high interest rates. This is likely because they weren't able to manage their own money properly. Use a credit card only when you can pay it off in full each month. It took me a few years to learn this expensive lesson. Third on my list is to take advantage of free money as early as you can. If your employer matches contributions to your retirement plan, invest at least enough to get the full match. Otherwise, you're leaving free money on the table. Doing this at a young age gives you the gift of compound interest. Albert Einstein said it best. Compound interest is the 8th wonder of the world. Compound interest is earning interest on the interest. It's a beautiful thing to see. Fourth, learn about investing. Read books, take a class, sign up for a webinar, whatever it takes, but make sure you understand the basics of the stock market and investing. I wish I had been smart enough back then to invest in companies that are dominating today. In 2010, Tesla, the popular electric car company, went public, which meant that people could buy shares of stock in the company. Had I invested $1,000 at the time, I could cash out today for nearly $36,000 according to MoneyUnder30.com. Lastly, to wrap this up, the 5th thing I wish I knew is that you shouldn't ever spend money to impress other people, especially if you have to go into debt to make that purchase. Spend, save, and give your money wisely. And do not worry about what your peers are doing. Everyone's situation is different, and no two people are the same when it comes to their finances. Stay in your lane and focus on improving yourself rather than buying things just to look cool. All right, that's gonna do it. Do you have any additional tips or advice that will help our listeners with this topic or other financial matters? Email us at tcupodcast@trianglecu.org to let us know. Also, some great news. We have our very own Facebook page. Search for Making Money Personal Podcast on Facebook and make sure to give it a like and feel free to engage with us whenever we post new content. Thanks for listening to today's Money Tip Tuesday, and be sure to listen to our other tips and episodes on the Making Money Personal Podcast. Take care.